This week, many local professors joined a two-day strike to highlight racism on campus and beyond. WBUR's Max Larkin reports.
Typically, a law school dean wouldn't be thrilled about the prospect of an upcoming faculty strike. But this wasn't a typical strike, and Angela Onwuachi-Willig isn't a typical dean.
I know what it feels like to be in a law school classroom and to learn legal doctrine and to have people tell you that that's neutral and objective and that's just and that's fair. When you know that it's not.
Onwuachi-Willig is the first person of color to lead the Boston University School of Law. One of her top priorities is making today's black law students feel more welcome there than she did.
I am the man in some way in this position, right? But there are some lines that are not crossable. There are values of mine that are not going to be betrayed in any way.
The scholars' strike seemed to share those values. For 2 days, participating faculty canceled or redesigned their classes, held online teach-ins, or tweeted out essays and thoughts on the shadow of racism over this country and their own work. Onwuachi-Willig held a teach-in of her own on Wednesday on how to be an anti-racist lawyer. But she's under no illusions about what a two-day effort can accomplish against centuries of exclusion.
We have to really engage in deep reflection and in really, really hard work to really battle it every single minute of the day.
But she hopes the action might invite faculty to recommit to that deep reflection. Across campus, some students are losing patience with that deliberate approach.
I think that they're kind of just scratching the surface.
That's Madeline Bedenko, a junior at BU's School of Theater. Only one of her five professors joined the strike, and that professor still plans to teach a syllabus of books and films almost exclusively by white men. This summer, Bedenko, who is white, was moved when a group of current and former classmates called for more sweeping reforms in the spirit of racial justice, from a pipeline for works by playwrights of color to anti-racism training for their teachers. The scholars' strike can seem insubstantial by comparison.
Telling us to go read things and telling us that, you know, change needs to happen, but I don't really see any changes being implemented by the university itself.
The word strike is a bit misleading here. Not only did many deans approve of the action, but professors didn't stop thinking or reading this week.
In many ways, actually, my participation has led me to do more work than I would have done this week for my classes.
Min Song is a professor of English at Boston College. Song says when he first learned of the strike, it was followed by a wave of doubt.
You know, it's too early in the semester. I still need to get to know my students. It might be better to spend that time talking about these issues with my students.
But if BC's football team could take a day off practice for a substantial discussion of racism and police violence, Song decided he and his students could handle their own brief disruption. So instead of holding classes, Song invited his students to an online discussion of race and identity, and shared videos and readings on the subject. He's glad he did.
The more I thought about it, the more it felt to me like there was something weird about how those excuses came to mind.
It's not so easy for the wealthy white world of the private university to change its ways, Song admits. But as a teacher, he has to believe in the power of changing minds, even his own, for a start. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.